I saw from Meir Shapiro, the Meir Shapiro, Goyin HaGadol, Zeich HaTzadik Levrach, and this is in the Sefer Imrei Das. He said something so beautiful. He said that why wasn't it that Pinchas, Kanoim Poygen Boy, he said, I immediately have to stop what's going on over here. Kanois on Gilei Arayis, Kanois on Bris Milah maybe. But what was motivating him on this level? So he said it over Nifla. He said that we know Balak hired Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. Right? That was his job. He hired him to curse Klal Yisrael. What happened? Bilam comes back to Balak and he says, I'm trying to do my job. You know, I know you're willing to pay me really, really well. Oh, but it's not working. He says, I can't do anything because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not getting angry. What does that mean? So the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos that what was the kunz of Bilam? The kunz of Bilam was he knew the moment every single day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Right? Every single day HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And how long does he get angry for? For a rega. Ki rega ba'apoy. Chavi kemat rega. Ad yavar zam. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for one rega. Bilam knew the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, and he knew how to manipulate it. He was waiting for Hashem to get angry. At that moment, he was going to curse Klal Yisrael. And if he's going to curse Klal Yisrael, like this, he's going to be able to take them down. Oh, but the Gemara says all of that time that the Yidden were in the Midbar, why Balak had been hired, and he's on payroll right now, and he's trying to chepel with the Yidim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry. Hashem did not, right? That's the schar. No, remember the incredible atava that Hashem did to Klal Yisrael when we were in the Midbar, where Hashem was Mishana Sidrei Bereishis, he didn't get angry. And the reason he didn't get angry was because if Hashem would have gotten angry, Bilam would have manipulated the moment, and by manipulating the moment, that would have been the end of Klal Yisrael. So Bilam is trying and is trying. It's a gatenish. No matter how hard he tries, this is something that's not working. And then Bilam comes to Balak. He says, you don't have an Eitzah. The Eitzah is, Elokeim shel elu soinei zima. He says, the God of the Jews, there's nothing he hates more than Gilei Arayis. Let's be machshel the Yidden with Gilei Arayis. And if I'm machshel them with Gilei Arayis, they'll have their downfall. And now already everything is going to be okay. Pasha, you learn that what was he trying to do? What he was trying to do was, he was trying to work on a plan B. I mean, I don't plan A. Plan A is I'm going to curse them. It's not working. He says, all right, listen, you know what? Here's plan B. Plan B is, let's be machshel them with Gilei Arayis. If you're machshel them with Gilei Arayis, they're going to go down. But said Rav Meir Shapiro, I think it's so pasha. This is briskish. He says, I'm going to tell you the oimik. He says, the oimik is, Bilam wasn't coming with a plan B. I have another way to attack the Jews. Bilam goes to Balak and he says, listen, I tried doing this. It's not working. But I have another trick in my bag. I mean, there's a reason I'm the goat, says Bilam, right? I know what I'm doing. Trust me. I have an Eitzah. Here's the Eitzah. Elikeim shel elu soinei zima. I'm going to be machshel the Yidden begili arayis. And when I'm machshel the Yidden begili arayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going to have no choice but to get angry. Because Elikeim shel elu soinei zima. And when he gets angry, bang, I'm going to pounce. I'm going to attack. It wasn't a dove and nifrat. It's not like a plan B that has no shaykhis to plan A. All right, listen, I tried killing him. Instead, let me take their money. That's not what's going on. Bilam says, don't. Zarg, I got this covered. Trust me. You hired me for a reason. You're going to see. I'll make you proud, right? I'll show you why I have my reputation. And he says, let me be machshel them with Gilei Arayis. Because if you're machshel them with Gilei Arayis, Hashem's going to have no choice. I have what's going on. You know, this is a chess match between me and God. But I'm going to win. I'm going to force God's hand. This is what Bilam said. Through Znus, Hashem will have no choice but to get angry. And what happened, said Rav Meir Shapiro? Read the Pasuk. Vayitzamid Yisrael about part. All this happened. Vayicharaf Hashem b'Yisrael. It worked. This is the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara said Hashem never got angry. And all of a sudden, Vayicharaf Hashem b'Yisrael. As soon as Pinchas saw that Hashem got angry. And he knew Hashem was angry because he saw the Magefa. Snichab, something's going on. He says, Oy Vesa Grace Tsaris. I chap exactly what's going on. Bilam is about to go now. He's going to curse Klal Yisrael. And if he curses Klal Yisrael, it's over. It's game over. We don't stand a chance. He said, because I actually think that Bilam just outsmarted us. And as a result, we're going to be in big trouble. And that's why Pinchas didn't ask any questions. And he goes into the Kuba. It's a suicide mission, like Rameir Alevi said, because he didn't know that all the 12 miracles were going to happen. He was oisim be'emoyir, it's like, you know what he was doing? He was saving the entire nation. He was like Esther going into Achashverosh, right? He said, this is the time, right now. Who knows if there's ever going to be another opportunity? Bilam is about to pounce. And he goes in and he kills Zimri. And what happens? All of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went away. Pinchas accomplished what he was trying to accomplish. Said Rameh Shapiro, Pinchas literally saved Klal Yisrael. Bilam was literally standing there. He was gloating. He was doing a little dance. I showed you. You see, Hashem is angry. I'm about to get them. Pinchas went with his chachma. He was able to stop it. A little bit of a deeper havana in the Vayichar and what Pinchas was trying to do. And it brings out the greatest guy of Pinchas ben Elaz ben Aharon HaKohen, who's Heshev es Chamasi. And that's the whole smichos here. Think about it. Parshas Balak starts with Balak is Bilam, and he's going to do his job. And there's this incredible threat of the Klala. And who saves the day? Pinchas saves. It's not Pshat. Heshev es Chamasi stopped at Magefa. He saved Klal Yisrael. Parshas Pinchas is behemshech to Parshas Balak. The end of Parshas Balak is certainly behemshech to the Parshas Balak, right? And that's what's happening over here. Bilam is trying to do his thing, but Pinchas gets in the way. That's what saves the day. That's a deeper understanding of the beginning of Parshas Balak. It feels like Chumash here. And the end of Parshas Balak. And the whole Parshas Balak and the beginning of Parshas Pinchas. The Divrei Pi Chacham Chein. We're going to stop here.